Time now to take five for your community. Take five is brought to you by German American Bank, and Brandy Weinland is with us. She is the director of Discover Downtown Washington. Good morning, I'm glad it's Friday. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Wow, I got through that, didn't I? The Discover Downtown Washington Farmers Market is every Saturday at the Commons. And we just want to remind folks it's going strong each and every week. Be sure to shop at the Farmers Market tomorrow.
Yes, this has been our largest season so far. We've had 10-plus vendors every single weekend. We have 17 this Saturday.
Wow, that's awesome. What are some of the products you'll see there?
So we have a lot of people's favorites, Big Green Thumb with their produce, Moonlight and Muck Boots. They have tinctures and things like that, Cherry Ghost Coffee House. And then we have some newer ones, Mr. Chips. He sells wood products, which are very neat. Love Your Honey, they're a favorite from the Reyes Family with Love. They do crocheted animals. We have meat from All Family Farms. We also will have Isaiah 117 House. They're selling lemonade for a fundraiser. And the YMCA will be hosting a free high pop dance class, a workout class at 11 o'clock.
Now,
so
that's
a little bit of
very cool. That is very cool. So you can get your morning exercise in,
too. Absolutely, yeah.
That's what it's all about. It's just a community gathering, you know. We've watched this thing grow. Brandy, what is this, fourth year?
This is our third season.
Third year. But it was something that people were asking for. They said, why don't we have a farmer's market? Everybody else does.
Yep.
And why didn't we? Well, we do now. So come out, support them. Each of the different vendors is you'll pay, you know, Venmo, however they take payment. Cash is always safe. Entertainment is on and off. If you do want to be part of an entertainment for the farmer's market, you're always looking for entertainers, too.
That's right. We're always looking for entertainers, for food trucks. We do have Nika Flavors food truck coming this weekend. But next weekend, we have Squatch City Wraps, Fizz Me Up, and a couple other food trucks. We'll have the Burma Shavers will be coming to perform.
Awesome.
We have Matthew Pancake will be coming. So, like you said, if you're interested in getting on that stage at the Commons, if that's something you've always wanted to do, this is a really good chance to just kind of casually perform.
And it goes through the end of August, right?
Correct. Every Saturday now that we're through the 4th, we'll be there every Saturday through the end of August from 9 to 1.
Be sure to shop the Farmers Market and get you some. And the thing about this that's really cool, you really focus on this is not a yard sale type event. These are handmade, homemade products.
Correct. We do have pretty strict rules as to what you can sell. I know that can be sometimes frustrating to people that want to be a part of the farmer's market. But like you said, it's not a vendor fair. It's not a yard sale. It is a true farmer's market with handcrafted, handmade, homegrown items.
That's what makes it so unique.
That's right.
Downtown Washington is hopping. Brandy, we got a little bit of time left. Invite folks to be a part of it if you want to be a sponsor of Discover Downtown and all the exciting things happening. I know the sponsorship drive is underway now, too.
Yeah, we're working on our sponsorship drive. Outside of just the farmers market, we have a lot of other initiatives that we're working on. Historical preservation is really important to us. So we have a historical walking tour that we have coming up with Bruce Smith from the library and Tommy Kleckner from Indiana Landmarks. We're going to be doing that on the same Friday as the Parks Department's Grub, Grooves, and Brews for August. We're going to be putting those tickets online. They will be free, but they are a limited quantity. And if it goes well, we'd like to repeat this so that people can learn about the history right at their feet downtown. There are so many stories about those beautiful buildings, and I think people will be really interested to hear them.
I think that is very cool. Absolutely. And I learned a lot in helping with the recording of that. Those historic buildings. The theater is a prime example, celebrating mm-hmm. 100 years this year.
Yeah, they're going to be having a big event that we're going to be supporting, and they're turning 100. And a lot of the other buildings are also turning 100 in this next, 2 years. So be looking for some celebrations and things like that.
And I know RTC's got their big bash coming back in October. That's going to be exciting. That is always a big party.
Yes.
Bottom line is this. There's always something going on downtown.
Absolutely.
The Commons were such a great addition. You know, that was the vision of those folks that made it happen, just to have something going all the time downtown, right?
That's right. And that's our goal. Anytime there is an event, to try to do a separate event, but it also that goes with it, that pairs with it, so that you have a reason to stay downtown a little bit longer.
And ultimately, shop those wonderful stores that are on Main Street.
Yes, we have lots of summer sales this weekend. I know both A Wonderful Life and Chandelier Barn Market, they're going to have sales, summer sales going on this Saturday. They're always open during the hours of the farmer's market, so it's the perfect time to pop over there and check them out.
You can find a little bit of everything in your downtown, shop downtown Washington. And for more information about Discover Downtown, be sure to follow the Facebook page. You do a great job with that, Brandy.
Thank you.
What's that page again?
So we're on Facebook, Discover Downtown Washington, and we also have a great website, discoverdowntownwashington.com, with lots of information.
And reached out to TikTok recently too.
Yeah, we're getting new with the TikTok, but yeah, you can find us there too.
Discover Downtown Washington. It's a busy place. It's a happening place. Our downtown is thriving, and a lot of that due in part to you, Brandy. Keep up the great work. Thank you for your efforts.
Thanks, Wayne.
Don't miss the Farmers Market this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Commons. Take 5 for your community is brought to you by German American Bank.